While he's out of the room.
Of course, yeah.
I have a lot of bad things to say.
Actually, you probably have a lot of good things. Why'd you pick him over the hundreds or however many?
Well, I picked him because I saw him in an audition and he blew my mind, basically. Before we even started talking about character, I saw him on a tape that he did, and without any direction or anything, he brought something that I was looking for, which was the madness. Sense of madness and unpredictability of a guy that is trying to, you know, to be sweet, is disguising himself as he's a bait, basically. I'm disguising himself as something that is sweet and cute, but there's something very, very dark about him. And that's a balance that Bill brings. He's wired like that. And the performance he chose to bring to that first reading already contained that. So I was very intrigued by him. And then, of course, we did, you know, further tapes. We finally met with some direction. We started like basically shaping his performance into something that was a bit of a consensus. And then there were hours and hours of further exploration of what the character was. But it didn't take him a lot to convince me.
He said you're crazy.
That he was Benny. Yeah, you were listening. The other side.
So what were you thinking of? What did you have in your head as a picture of what you wanted the character to be when you first went out for it?
I have no idea anymore. I don't know anymore. It feels like a lifetime ago, and it feels, I mean, it's thousands of hours away as well.
Yeah.
It's just like, so I don't really know how to answer it. I remember, I've been saying this, like, the audition itself was something that I was really excited for. And I think, like, the entire city of L.A., like, actors were just excited about the read. Like, you know, and because it was just room for so much creativity. Like, I've never had a role like this. Like, here's the scene, you know, here's the storm drain scene, which it was. And like, go ahead.
No pressure.
You know, the audition is like pre-pressure because that's like, you do whatever you do, you know, and then if people respond to it or not, but that the pressures are not on you at that point. So I was just like, oh, this is fun. And I spent, you know, 3 days just playing around with different things and voices and facial expressions and to figure out something that, you know, that was unique to me and something that I could enhance. And but this was way before any sort of the, you know, conceptualizing who the character was. And then, you know, I did the read and late Barbara here, like, responded to it, and then we had another one and we tweaked some things, and, you know, there was a process there. And then
LA, Toronto, Stockholm.
Yeah, there was a tape itself. There was a lot of, like, different, you know, amateur, like, I had to put up my own sort of semi-clown makeup on, and there was a whole weird process of kind of convincing everybody involved to that
you never got better than the Stockholm Mike makeup.
Yeah, like Gustav did, yeah, my brother. So, you know, and then after that, it's you know, once I got the job and sat down with Andy, and we were like, I mean, actually, even in Toronto when I did the read there was like it was this kind of weird phase between I hadn't booked the job yet, but like Andy wanted me, and we were sitting down and like, so it's a weird kind of transitional place. And then when we got the job, there was all the research to be done going into the character, and then, you know, Andy and I really bonded and you know, as people and as persons, and just had an amazing collaboration throughout the whole thing.
Well, just the foundation, very look of Pennywise. Did it go through a lot of different incarnations, and were maybe like certain predatory animals, like elements from them, like sort of incorporated into his look? Like,
well, there's different like
phases of Pennywise. He's a shape-shifting monster,
yeah.
right? But before talking about that, there was to answer the question. I did a sketch like very early on. Like one of my first sketches of Pennywise looks very much like the final incarnation. It doesn't have the smile, but apart from that, it's like a baby-looking, horrifying monster with wall eyes. We're all like very like attracted to that design, and I wanted to bring that contrast that I was talking about of someone that is like luring and sweet and cute with the bunny teeth and all the elements of something that is like childish and or childlike or child attracting, and that darkness that is waiting to surface. Then of course the shape shifting happens because that's the bait, and then like it turns into something else. And yeah, there were some to answer your question. There were some references to animal anatomy that were thrown into, but not in a classical way. It never looks consistent. It's something that is like always weird and surrealistic.
Tell me a little bit about crafting your physicality for this role too, because I think a lot of the performances and the body language, the imposing, ominous,
Yeah, I wanted to think a thing that me and Ann discussed real early, because when I was thinking about just the concept of what scares me, it's like unpredictability is something that's scary. So like when you something happens, there's a change.
It works every time.
Right.
Yeah.
No, but it's
never
it's,
gets old.
Right, but it is. So like, and it's if you have explosiveness and quick changes is something that's very unsettling.
Mm-hmm.
So I wanted to incorporate that unpredictability, but also have the character to be almost like. When you're like about to pop a balloon, it's like. And you're like, it's like this tension of explosiveness that's about to happen.
Mm-hmm.
So in the character, it's like if something happens, it's super explosive. But there's an unpredictability of like something you're pulling something back, and at any moment it might snap. So
mm-hmm.
I wanted to incorporate that in the physicality of it. That it's like it's just this thing that's super explosive and that can be so that was important for the character and also the goofy weirdness in it all as well is very important
mm-hmm.
to find sort of the balance of something that's like kind of strange and off and
mm-hmm.
strange and weird and but ultimately, scary and effectful.
Yeah, the other thing that Bill brought, I think that was among all the other amazing things, is there is a section or in the book, in the original work, that basically talks about that other dimension, the macroverse, that I didn't want to go into in the story because I didn't want to make it about a fantasy so much as the emotional journey of these kids and the magic of childhood against like the horrors of growing up incarnated in this monster. But the way that he incorporated the presence of the other side into the performance is fantastic. We talked about like what is the macroverse and how do we express it without showing it. And it was always present, I think. And there was always a balance between like alluring behavior and something that was luring there that was not human behavior at all. And I think that Bill pulled it off amazingly.
I was
going to
ask the producer talking about the first time you were on the set. Was that the scene with Eddie and whatnot? And so I just wanted you to describe when you finally met the kids for the first time as.
Andy and I, Andy told me or came up with the idea, like asked me, he's like, hey, what do you think about not like keeping you separate from the kids? And sure, I met him at the Reezer. That was like pretty much it. And then, and I was like, yeah, you know, like, because we it was either or, like, okay, either, because the kids would, you know, there was a whole bonding thing with them, of course. So they had, you know, they went out on excursions and biking trips, and like the kind of camaraderie and best friendship that you see on the film happened off screen.
Yeah,
the kids.
This was the opposite.
And this is the opposite. But it's like, so there's two ways of going. Like, either it's like with kids actors, like, it's like maybe either you go out of your way to kind of like really make them feel comfortable around you, so they can use that so they feel free when you work with them, or create some tension and so there's like a very charged moment between us. And I think it really benefited, like, worked for the first me coming out of the fridge and walking up, and I think it's one of the most intense scenes in the whole movie.
Yes.
With Pennywise, and you know, and it's because it's so much there, you know.
Yeah.
And we did the whole, you know, I'm getting ready for it, and I'm like, you know, and Jack was like, oh my god, like, he was so excited to see me for
yeah.
the first time.
He was excited, but like seeing him like walk into the room, then like in, on performance, like he was very like intimidated, and I bet that Jack freaked out.
I thought, because it was because, you know, and I was like, oh, how, you know, how are you, like, hey, how's it going, Jack, good to see you. And then I kind of had, because my first day of I had to like really get into like this kind of moment of this emotional state right before we go on action. And then when it's action, it's like, there's nothing that's gonna hold me back here.
Right.
So we shoot it, and it's really intense, and it's like, and a part of me kind of go like, what are you doing, Bill? But I can't even give into it, because you need to commit to it. And
yeah.
I just see this kid like, like crying, and then as soon as we go cut, I'm like, are you okay? And he just goes like, that's fucking awesome, man. I love what you're doing.
So there are a couple parts where Pennywise sort of mocks his victim almost when he's
yeah.
sort of passing close. Was that scripted, or was that something that you...
It wasn't scripted. That was something that I really wanted to incorporate, because I was thinking about there's hard to kind of... Because I was dealing with with the characters, like, what defines evil, like real evil,
right.
and monstrosity, and having a crying child and then mocking that crying child is to me one of the most horrific things you could do. So I'm like, fucking great, let's do that. so the mocking, and it's almost like it's Pennywise hates this kid, and he's like, are you crying? In the moment of like about to kill this kid, it's horrifying to me. So, and anything that was horrifying to me is something that I wanted to amplify, so the audience felt the same way.
Andy, how did you come up with the cast? Like, how many people? Like, we talked a lot about Pennywise, and you were terrific in the movie, but very little talk about the casting process for the kids.
This is the last question, by the
way. Well, it was like individual, you know, the process, it was long, and not like an immediate, you know, findings. But I really, really want to find kids that not only were talented and looked like the characters like they were in my mind, but I also wanted to go further and find actors who had the DNA of the characters. Because I knew that in the moment it would be very helpful to bring that group of kids and those characters to life, and so that was a criteria that I wanted to apply, and bit by bit I started, you know, tape by tape I started like looking into the personality of the kids, not only when they were performing but also on the presentation and off screen and blah blah blah, and that's how it happened. And you see, you know, they're very colorful. Some of them are you have Richie Tozier and you have Eddie Casbrack. One is like a, you know, verbal diarrheic, and the other one is a hypochondriac maniac, neurotic too, and the other one is an OCD. And I'm not saying that all these like flaws are like 100% these kids, but there's something of each character in that is intrinsic to the kid's personality, and that was how we started. And then of course comes the chemistry of them all. You know, you have to see the group, the losers, as a character itself. So you have to put them together in a room. And I came to that point with not one. In some cases, I was sure about who it was. In some other cases, I had like two or three options. And it was about like mix and match, you know, characters in that room. And it all like shines through, comes to the surface when you see it. And that's how it happened.
Thank you.
Looking forward to the next one.
Yes, very much.
Thank you so much. Well, we have to make it.
Do it.
A 10-month program.
We need more.